Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We have a fabulous show tonight. We have Christy Whitman with us, and we're going to be talking about her latest book, Quantum Success, 7 Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. And folks, this book, this information being shared tonight is going to give you insight on so many levels about improving your life. Especially in this day and age of everything that's going on with confusion, her work helps you step out of being confused, get you focused, and allows you to move on. So just sit back, relax, listen to this podcast, and go get the book, and work on yourself, because you know you got to do the work. Nobody else can do it for you. The information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But the real question is, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choice is the Key to Easy, Effective Change. Excuse me. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love. They heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to make your life the absolute wonder it could possibly be. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MonicChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, and that's from my website, MonicChapman.com. Excuse me. You have arrived here at this particular juncture in time with all of your popular characteristics and circumstances for the purpose of realizing your own divinity. My guest this evening is Christy Whitman. She is a transformational leader and a New York Times bestselling author of The Right of Having It All and co-author of Training Your Alpha Bitch. She has appeared on Today and The Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People, 17, Woman's Day, Hollywood Life, and Teen Vogue, among others. As the CEO and founder of Quantum Success Coaching Academy, Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goal through her empowerment seminars, speeches, coaching sessions, and products. She currently lives in Scottsdale, Arizona, with her husband and their 2 boys. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Hey, it's great to be with you. I know I absolutely love your book. I shared with you before coming on air that, you know, folks, don't let the quantum in the title bother you. Okay, Christy's book is an easy, you know, sometimes you like quantum whatever, it's like, oh my God, I've got a brain cramp before I can even get going. But this is an easy read book. It's a page turner. If you are adverse to quantum physics, this book is for you. Okay, now if you're a quantum physicist, it might be a little, you're saying, why is this so easy? But you'll also get the information. And I love how Christy integrates stories and quantum science together so that you get it and so that you can move on. Christy, what inspired you to write this book after your others?
I love what you said that, and I never even thought of that perspective. Yeah, if you're a quantum physicist, you could probably read it for the entertainment and probably learn more about universal laws, but you're probably not going to learn anything about quantum physics. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that. for the normal person, that's not a quantum physicist. You had said something to me, Monique, that was like perfect. And you had said that it really takes like what The Secret introduced to a lot of people, and it really takes it to a whole different level. And yeah, and that's what my work's always done is, you know, I don't talk about just law of attraction. I talk about the universal laws, the seven essential laws. And that's what I really felt the foundation of all my books and all my teachings and all my programs and everything that I've been doing for the last, you know, 15 years professionally and personally for the last 21 years. My books come through me. So I can never say, you know, okay, I'm going to write another book or let me write this book. As a matter of fact, I had, you know, The Art of Having It All came out about 3 years ago, and my literary agent said right away, well, can I have another, what's your next book? And I said, I don't work that way. It's like the book will reveal itself when it does. So this book decided to reveal itself at 3 o'clock in the morning on the middle of a cruise ship. So I was in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean, and I was in a family suite with my family. And so I had a boy in one room, a boy in another room, my husband in our room, and I had the only place to go was the bathroom. So I literally went into the very small bathroom of a cruise ship and tried to put towels down to, you know, so it'd be a little more comfortable on the floor. And I just started writing. And just it's just all of my experiences and everything that I have created in my career success and with money, learning about these and applying these universal laws, and then also helping, you know, thousands of people, but, you know, many people personally one-on-one, really get through their issues with money, get through their issues with success and feeling like they're limited or that they have a ceiling or that they just can't possibly work any more than they are. They're exhausted. They're, you know, doing as much as they possibly can. The thought about adding one more thing would just like make them go over the top because, you know, they're just, they're working too much or they're overwhelmed. They've got so much going on. So for me, I'm grateful that I found this information when I did, because I really find that this is the secret to how much I've changed in my life, how much my clients have changed. And when you know the universal laws, like when you know these seven essential laws, it doesn't mean that your life is going to be forever, you know, rainbows and lollipops and unicorns, but I can't promise that, right? But contrast happens. There's a big variety of situations, people, circumstances, events. But we get to be the deliberate creator in our lives and decide what we do want to experience and decide how much of something we want to experience and to be able to experience it energetically before it even manifests in the physical world. So,
well, you know, girl, you really got it on because you truly took your own advice, if you will. You were truly in the moment and you sat down on the bathroom, the cruise ship floor, and you wrote the book. But I mean, the inspiration came and you paid attention, you took notice, and then you took action on it. And that's a lot of, you know, like what you teach. So you truly walk your talk. And, you know, I've got your website up, and that's folks, ChristyWhitman.com, ChristyWhitman.com. And I've got the homepage on. And this woman is busy on the website. Okay, we got pictures all over the place, success and everything. I was almost, okay, Monique, don't look anymore because you got to do an interview now and not, you know, look at what's going on. But to me, that epitomizes, Christy, who you are. It's not just busy, 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 but it's about approaching life from a sense of being heartfelt and then allowing people to discover who they are as they go down along their path. Now, you know, you talked about the seven essential laws because that's the basic premise of the book. Could you go over them just, you know, very high level so that people can get a sense of what they are?
Absolutely. So the first one, which most people have either heard about or, you know, maybe watched something on Oprah about The Secret or kind of heard maybe a little planting, or they know it and they've been applying it, is law of attraction. So I like to think of law of attraction as people say, oh, law of attraction doesn't work, or, you know, only it works for small things, not big things. Let's just take a step back. These universal laws are universal. They work for Monique. They work for me. They work for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you live in Canada, the United States, it doesn't matter. It works for every situation all the time. We're the ones that we keep attracting things that we don't want. We're the ones that can take responsibility and actually shift ourselves, and then everything else shifts. So law of attraction is like a boomerang. What you send out is coming back. It's always matching the same vibration that you're giving out. And so think of yourself as like an energy tower, sending out signals all day, every day from the thoughts that you think. You think a thought and boom, it goes to town. It sends a signal out. But more importantly, in sending a signal out, it sends a signal in your body. And that signal will then get you to think and feel, and it will get you to go back to imprints and, you know, maybe places where you got hurt or betrayed or anger, you know, to flare up your emotions. That emotions has an even bigger and more intense vibration, and there's a whole bunch of energy and talk we can go into. But what you're sending out from your own physical consciousness, from your own physical body, the actions you take, the things that you say, is coming back to you. It's not a tit for tat kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell my kids that, you know, law of attraction, and it's not tit for tat kind of thing. It's not do this, you're going to someone, you know, slap your brother, and now you're going to get slapped by your brother. It's not like that. But it's a vibration, right? So if you're driving in your car and you're constantly yelling and screaming at all the drivers around you, and you're a jerk, and that, you're sending out signals of energy, and it's going to come back in some way. So law of deliberate creation is where we get to decide what energy signals we send out from our physical bodies. We get to understand that we have that free will, right? We have that choicefulness to be in a high vibration or a low vibration, because we understand that we have the power to deliberately attract and create our lives, because we are all each creating our own reality.
Right.
The third law, yes, the third law is the law of allowing. Now, the law of allowing, I could go on for days. I think all of these I could, but law of allowing is really, how do you feel about yourself? If you feel good about yourself, you're in an allowing space. If you feel bad about yourself, so you're judging yourself, you're criticizing yourself, you're beating yourself up for something, you're not in an allowing space. And when you're not in an allowing space, you can't receive the connection from the divine. You just can't. It's like if I was to say, Monique, give me, you know, I want to hand you a present, and you hand me your palm up, you know, you're in the receiving mode, right? You're not handing me your clenched this because I wouldn't be able to hand it to you. So a lot of times we're asking, like, God, I want my money, or God help me, you know, but we're still clenched up that we can't receive it. Mm-hmm. So there's a law of allowing. Then there's the law of sufficiency and abundance, which for me is the most important law. And it really brings all of them together when you start to master this particular law. But the law of sufficiency and abundance is that in order to be in a place of being in feeling good and being in that abundant space, you have to come from being satisfied with what is, finding the positive aspects, appreciating what you do have, because you will never attract what you want from a place of lack and limitation. Lack and limitation can only produce the same frequency, and you'll get the same results. So if you keep having problems with the same man or same different men, the same issues, or you're having problems with money and it can, you know, you get out of debt, get back into debt, get out of debt, get back into debt. There's something there that needs to be shifted in the mindset, in the energy, in the belief systems, you know. And when you start to look for what's good and right and what's positive and all those things, you open the doorway to abundance so that you're opening up to a different frequency. So the fifth law is a law of pure potentiality, which basically, if you have a thought, there is the pure potentiality within the universe of all that is to not only create and direct the flow of what you want to create, but there's so many different possible solutions and probabilities for each one of us that we can't even think about in our own limited minds, because we're not the universe. We're not all that is. Mm-hmm. Then there is the law of detachment, which is whenever you're wanting something, you have a goal, you have a focus, whenever you're worried about the how, the why, the who, you know, all the details, right? Mm-hmm. That's none of our business. We have to let that go.
That's so hard.
Yes, it is, right? It is. And so as I said, I could talk about for days on all these. And I've got examples for all of them and everything. But the very last one is the law of polarity. The law of polarity is really understanding that everything is two sides. Everything is both physical and non-physical. We are a manifestation of polarity. We are a physical unit. We have limitations. We know that we come in on our birth and then we're going to all pass. That's one thing as humans that we all have in common. We're all going to pass on and go back to non-physical. Our physical bodies are no longer, right? So there's a limitness to us, but then there's a finite part of us. And it's knowing that it's both and. and that we are a co-creative partner with the divine and with the universe, and that we need to do our co-creative part from the physical perspective. So there they are, the seven essential laws.
Well, you know, they're very powerful essential laws that everybody is aware of. I think sometimes people have difficulty with implementing those laws into their life, you know, kind of seamlessly. Folks, we are speaking with Christy Whitman. She is the author of Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. You can check her out at her website, and that is ChristyWhitman.com. Now, Christy, you just gave us the seven essential laws. How does focus fit into those seven laws, the power of focus?
Yeah, so there's one of those things, right? We are physical and we are and non-physical. So as a physical being, we have some faculties that were given to us, like focus, like, you know, being able to visualize, having imagination, being able to feel. And focus is one of those things that one of the things I talk about in Quantum Success is that really the key to success is in any aspect of our lives, whether it's financial or in any relationship, is there's alignment and then there's momentum. And so the alignment is connecting with the pure potentiality. It's connecting with abundance. It's connecting with a higher feeling and feeling good, right? And then there's momentum taking the action step. And it's us, the human being, right, the personality, that needs to focus in the direction. So our job is, are we focused on what we want or what we don't want? Because the more we focus on what we want, the more we're going to see more of what we want. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. The more we focus on what we don't want. I don't know if you remember having a boyfriend, and maybe your boyfriend had a certain car or something like that. And before you even met this boyfriend, you never even knew that car existed. And then after you had the boyfriend, it was like, you know, or you broke up. It's like you saw that car all the time. Right?
Yeah,
all the time. He was on every side street.
Stalking you. No, just kidding.
But it wasn't even him. But all of a sudden, there's like, you know, 10 Toyota trucks, but, you know, all in the same area. Yeah, so that's the point of focus, is that that's where our you know, reticular activating system is, in that we focus, and the more we focus on something, the more we see it. So the more we focus on the good in our life, the more we focus on the good perspectives and the beauty and what we love and what we want and how we want to feel, that becomes our reality. Focus is everything.
It truly is. You know, that's how I create cars in my life. I never worry about if I can afford it or anything like that. It's like, okay, what do you want? And then after I settle in my mind on what I want, I start looking while I'm out driving for the car. You know, not actively looking, but passively looking, per se. And when I start seeing it more and more and more, and then when I start seeing that car once every time I go out, I know it's time to go buy the car. And I always get the car below market, always. It's just amazing how that happens.
It is. It is amazing. It's just amazing how when you get in the flow and you really start, because you said it best, and you really did. It's one thing to know these things, but it's another thing to apply them. It's another thing to live through them and to really pay enough attention to yourself to know what your energy is doing and to be able to release those blocks and, you know, really change your thoughts. And it takes some work, you know, it takes inner work, but the inner work is so much more powerful than the outer work alone, just taking action alone. But when you, like, things just flow. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've thought of something and then someone brings, like, I think the most fun is one time I was sitting at my desk and I'm like, God, I don't know why, but I'm having a craving for, like, a hot chocolate. And then my husband literally brings me in a UPS box. I open it up and someone sent me a gift of this beautiful mug with hot chocolate and marshmallows. And I'm like, well, that was instant manifestation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish all of it could happen like that.
Well, sometimes, but sometimes
be
we ask for things. Yeah.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Be careful what you ask for.
Right, right, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about sitting on the floor on a cruise ship writing the book, okay, or at least starting the book. Was that motivated action or was that inspired action? And what's the difference between the two?
I love that you're asking me that question. Yes, I was definitely not motivated to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning on a cruise ship being lulled asleep by the wonderful waves and all that. So, no, that definitely came from inspiration. all my books have come to me at very weird times in the morning. My very first book was at 1:05 in the morning. And for me, it's like inspired action is like you cannot not do it. You find yourself getting up and all of a sudden you're cleaning the drawer, or you find yourself calling that person, or you find yourself, you know, getting up at 3:00 in the morning, writing the book, or doing whatever it is, right? Motivation mm-hmm. comes from outside of us. It's like, oh, come on, you can do it. Get up. It's okay. Go for it. Come on. I know you don't want to go to the gym this morning, but come on, get up. It's going to feel good once you're done. That's mm-hmm. more of a motivation, like let's get ourselves up, right?
Okay.
Inspiration is like you can't hold yourself back. Like there was nothing holding me back in the bed. I was like, mm-hmm. oh, I got a pen. Where's my journal? It was like there was no other focus for me other than grabbing a pen and a journal and finding a place with light that I could be by myself and not wake everybody mm-hmm. up. You know, it was like that was inspired.
Okay. Well, you inspired yourself, or maybe others inspired you from the past. I don't know, because sometimes, you know, we're programmed by our parents. We got religious programming going on. We got societal programming going on. And sometimes we wake up, you know, 3:00 in the morning and say, okay, this is my time. But then we just don't, because these other programs kind of filter in and say, no, this is not the right thing to do. How do we get past the, I'm going to call it negative programming, because although people have good intentions, it's not necessarily positive for you at any particular
right.
time. So how do we get past that to finding our true self, following our true essence, if you will?
Well, that's one of the things I do at the advanced level with clients is that, let me explain energy for a second. You know, mm-hmm. when something like that happens, right, we'll call it for this discussion negative programming, right? So you're going along, you get a new toy, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, someone has to take it away from you, and you can't have it anymore. That's like a crushing moment of, like, contraction. And most of us, unless we really process our emotions, you know, if someone betrays us, someone talks behind our back, we find out about it. Someone says something rude to our face. We lose something. We lose someone. You know, these are human experiences that happen. And what happens, though, is that energy is a constantly moving. It's moving in and out and up and down. And what happens is when we have those moments where, like that, ouch, or, you know, whatever it is, we, a lot of times out of self-protection, we'll constrict. We close down our heart. We create some kind of constriction in our bodies. And that's where the negative programming imprints. But what happens is the energy behind that imprint, what we call programming, is mm-hmm. still spiraling. It's still spiraling, and it's creating a vortex of energy. And that's a moving thing. And what it does is it creates thoughts. And then the thoughts create a belief because it gets evidence of what that thought was. And then we have our emotions that are stuck. So a lot of times it might be the feeling of love or the feeling of excitement that gets bushwhacked. It gets caught in there. And out of self-protection, we say, uh-uh, I'm never feeling that again. I'm mm-hmm. feeling this instead. I got to feel closed down. I got to feel fear instead of love. I got to feel so. Once, you know, something else happens and we start to want to create our lives from a better place and we want to feel better or have more success or whatever it is, those are the imprints that will come up. I always say there's like a, I wish you could see me right now, like my two hands are in two different places. Like there's where we are and where we want to be, mm-hmm. Where we are, what we have, what we want to have, right? And there's always like a gap between the two because there's always a vibrational gap first. Mm-hmm. And the gap is always where the energy, the programming, the limitations is another way of saying it, have been programmed into us. But the cool thing is that each one of us are the energy masters of our bodies, and we can release those programmings, we can release those imprints, we can release those blocks, and allow the energy to flow freely again. It's kind of like, I like to give the image of like a hose. You know, like the hose all of a sudden, or a pipe even, like a pipe gets stuffed up and we kind of have mm-hmm. to Roto-Rooter the
yes.
pipe because the hairs got clogged in there or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it was, right? So it's just a matter of doing a healing to clean out the pipe that we are, the humanness that we are. Bodies, you know, take on a lot, and that's why as we age, you know, we start feeling aches and pains because we're not releasing the things that are now stored in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Is there a, I don't know, easier way to release some of that? I was just yesterday, I was with a group of ladies, and I'm an old lady, you know, retirement age. And these women, all they could talk about were what was hurting and what's going to happen. And it's like all of these negative effects to the body. And yes, I have issues too, but I was like, you know, I don't want to hear sit here and hear this crap. You know, I came out for an enjoyable time, you know, and yes, we everybody's got something. So, you know, and if we're coming together to like form a little forum and help each other, to me, that's one thing. But when you're just sitting around, excuse my language, bitching about what's going on negatively in your life, to me, that's bringing in more of the negative.
It absolutely is. That's why it's important to, you know, find other people that have this information. Talk about, like, you know, to create a book club, or, you know, find women that actually are interested online, or, you know, that's what I created in the community because I certify coaches. So I have this amazing community of people that have been trained and you know, really are interested in healing. And if they have a knee ache, you know, they know it's energy and that you process the knee energy or the stuck energy, you know. Mm-hmm. But really starting with being aware of who you're spending your time with, I mean, that's another factor. You know, how you think of yourself, even about your own, you know, age, whatever age you are, what you say about yourself. You know, our language to ourselves is so important. When we say we can't do something, or I can't afford something, or I should do this. I mean, the language that we use is really important because it will it creates meaning and it will affect us vibrationally.
Yeah, well, you know, we really need to stop shitting over ourselves, but sometimes it's difficult to, you know, get your mind wrapped around that concept that shoulding doesn't help you. You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. To me, it's like eliminate it, okay? Because that, in a sense, is what's holding one back.
Well, life changed considerably just from changing that one word in my life. And still, when I hear myself say it, I have to stop myself. And I just say, okay, what are my options here? Because shoulding is so limiting. It's basically taking a role, and there's no creativity. There's no personality in it. There's no freedom in it. And when you can ask yourself, well, what do I feel like doing? What are the possibilities? What are the options? What are my choices right now? It really opens yourself up for freedom, and that's what we're talking about. It's in each moment of the day choosing thoughts that feel good versus ones that don't. You know, choosing to, a client told me the other day, I told myself an intention that my intention for the day was just to feel good no matter what. And she said, all these things were happening around me, and I just decided I'm going to feel good no matter what. And it was amazing to watch myself choose to not get reactive and not respond to all the negativity that was happening and all the things. I just stayed very calm and centered, and I still felt good, and I still feel good. And so, you know, we have control over ourselves, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because we have that choice, and sometimes we forget that choice is there, but we really do have that choice.
True.
I don't have to do something that my mother told me to do. I can choose to do it or not since I'm an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do that about laundry. You know, I used to say, okay, I should do the laundry. And I go, do I really want to do the laundry? Do I really need to do the laundry? Could I get my husband to help me with the laundry? I mean, could I get the kids? Are they too young? You know, like, then it starts to get, well, you know, I don't have to, but we do need some towels, so I'll do the towels. You know, and then it doesn't become this whole big, oh, I have to do the laundry kind of thing. I mean, just daily stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, people used to say to me, oh, I have to go pick up my kids. I go, no, you get to go pick up your kids.
It's a joy.
You get kids. you have kids that you get to pick up. Mm-hmm. It's all the way we look at the things that we do in our lives. And when you start doing the things differently in your life, Dr. Wayne Dyer said that, right? It's change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change.
Exactly. Now, how does one who is out there in the world, and they get out there, they're first going in with love and joy and excitement, and all of a sudden they discover they're in a toxic tar pit. In your book, you talk about a story about having a manager, I believe it was, but everybody called him Eagle because he was basically a micromanager and watched everything. And when I read that, I was like, oh my goodness, I had one of those too. Her name was Tammy, and I'm like 150% of quota, and she's bugging me every second. And one day I went to the bathroom, okay, because I just wanted a break from, you know, being in the office. And lo and behold, I'm in there like 30 seconds, and then her pointed toe shoes are on the other side of the door, and she's yapping, okay? And again, I'm 150% of quota. So I made that easy for me to fix that situation. I finished out the day, left the message that basically said F you and left. But that's not the right way to handle it for everybody. So when you find yourself in that toxicity, what can one do? Because toxicity, it's home, it's work, it's at the close, it can be any place. What can one do?
Yes. So first thing you have to know is that the toxicity is there because there's something toxic going on inside of you. And yes, the work situations can be toxic, but work situations can also be fun and inspiring and expanded and all that. So the first thing is I had to recognize that, okay, this man is insane. Everybody calls him the eagle because he's constantly over, you know, looking us, and it was just very negative. He would have us do projects and then throw us under the bus, and it was in front of, you know, like the VP. He was horrible. So, but I call him now the fuel to my fire, because in that moment, I knew that I didn't want a, you know, lifetime career as a sales training manager for a biotech company. I knew that I had already had a couple books out. I had already been coaching people. I was moving in the direction of going full-time in my coaching business. And so I would coach people at night and on weekends and stuff. And so I was coaching them on this. And so I have to, you know, I live my life by this. This isn't something I just teach and then I do something differently. I mean, this is how I live my life. So I would sit there at work, and even before I would go into work, and on my way to work, I would listen to music. I would listen to this DJ that I loved that would make me laugh. And so I would look at all the positive aspects about my entire day, that I live 20 minutes away and where I live, it's beautiful. You know, the trees are beautiful. It's a beautiful drive-in. I live close enough to work that I can go and take a break for lunch if I want to and go home and make myself something to eat. I make really good money. I don't have to work on weekends. I don't have to work at night. So I can, you know, all these different things. I have a friend that I get to go and grab tea with at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I would look at every single day. I would sit there and marinate in that space of, it's like we talked about, the law of sufficiency and abundance. I knew that if I was in lack and looked at all the things that were wrong and bad about that situation, that would not move me in the direction that I wanted to. The best manifestation point is to be in a place of appreciation and gratitude for what you have, finding the positive aspects for what you have, like I did at my company, and daydream, think about, visualize, feel your way into what it feels like to have what you want. So I would sit there and feel like, oh, being my own boss and having my own time and deciding how often I wanted to work and when I wanted to work and how often I wanted to work out and when I wanted to work out, and to being able to choose the clients that I work with. And, you know, it was just, oh, that sense of freedom. I would literally spend many moments, like a minute, you know, several times a day, dreaming about what I was moving into and what I wanted to create. And that got me through, and it actually created such a crazy situation that it was like I met my husband. He was living in Montreal, and he had a brick and mortar business, and it just all was just the perfect time to just let the, you know, the corporate world go and to move full time into my business. But the energy work pre-paved the actual action steps, because I had done it so much and had already been in a vibrational match with what I wanted. But I didn't allow the environment, the toxic environment that I was in, pull my energy down.
And that's the key, having control of your own energy.
Yep, that's the only thing we have control over.
Yeah, well, in the book you say, stay true to who you are. I think sometimes people have difficulty figuring out whom they are, but once they do that, you know, it's can be quite easy. It's just making that choice that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's the programming that you were talking about earlier, the negative programming. I mean, we all know who we are, but we've forgotten because we, you know, as a child, maybe as a young girl, you know, you got to make sure everybody is happy in the house, or because if there's too much yelling, or if there's, you know, if you do something, if you're not perfect, then, you know, maybe there's going to be yelling. And so you're hypervigilant trying to make sure that everybody's okay. So you worry about everybody else but yourself. And you say yes to everybody when you mean no, or you say no to everybody when you mean yes. I mean, you know, there's a congruency just in the word no. you know, if someone asks you to go out at night on during the week and you're tired and you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to ruin my friendship. I don't lose my friends. I don't want to, you know, we think all the things we don't want. So you go out and then you feel exhausted the next day. Instead of taking care of yourself and maybe staying in, or if you stay in all the time and you need to get out, you know, saying yes to a friend and getting out and doing that. But really being able to be in congruency with yourself. I had a mentor tell me once that if it's a little no, it's a no. And that guided me. Because if it wasn't like a hell yes, you know, if it was a little no in there, then, you know, then it's a no. And once you start making these little adjustments, it's the little adjustments that really make the big differences, because you start to know yourself and you start to trust yourself. And that's the first relationship that we have to get clear with and get healed before we can even have relationships with money and sex, success and, you know, other people.
Yes, and sometimes, we're afraid of it almost. Now, what about the emotional component to all of this? I mean, you know, yes, you read the book and it sounds good and you want to implement everything that you've read in the book that you feel would work for you, but then emotion creeps in, emotional precepts. So how do we deal with those?
Yeah, emotions are energy. And if you're saying emotions creep in, that's good, because we need to be able to feel and express our emotions. Most people think, though, if you're expressing your emotions, if you're angry, you're raging at someone or hurting someone. No, that's just someone that has stuffed their emotions so much that it comes out sideways and it comes out in a way that's unhealthy. To actually process an emotion takes about 90 seconds. And there's energy around our emotional body, which is around our reproductive area. And you can go into, people say, you know, go into your gut. And there's a pulsation of energy that's there. Whether it's, you don't have to name it. You don't have to have a story behind it. You don't even have to justify it. Just find the energy of it. Feel the pulsation. And if you want to name it, great. If you can identify it, great. If you don't have to, though. What happens, though, that energy leaves your body. And there's a whole process I do with allowing people to bring in light and energy down to the top of their head and bring in that clearing energy. But you process out the energy, and then it's gone. You're free.
Okay. Well, you know, again, looking at your website, and I've just had your homepage, you know, on in the background while we've been talking, you're truly a woman who walks her talk. You get out there, you do things, you're with your children, they're beautiful, by the way, you're welcome with other women, and girl, you're a salsa dancer, competitively?
No, that was one of my goals in life, that was like, I wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, right? You know, for me, it was like, that was my version of doing that. And it was a big deal for me to dance and to learn those dances and put a goal out there and join get into a dance competition, which I won for my ranking, you know, being
well,
a beginner.
You can tell by looking at it.
It was fun.
But that's just one more step of truly embodying what, you know, practicing what you do, walking your talk. I mean, stepping outside of the comfort zone a little bit and then taking that a little further and just being yourself. And sometimes I think it's so difficult for people just to be themselves, you know, because we give power to other people over the way that we should feel or how they feel we should feel. So how can we get past that about giving our power away? How can we claim our own power? And I'm not going to let you or anybody else that's around me right now steal my power.
You know, I have a whole entire program that I just did around this, and it's really getting out of the different roles that we play. Most people have, you know, we're in this triangle, and, you know, it was quoted, I don't know, years ago in the 50s, the drama triangle. And most of us relate from three different roles. We relate from either playing a victim and wanting someone to rescue us, or playing a rescuer where we're always trying to help everybody, but then we end up becoming a victim, or we become the persecutor. But in that triangle, there's no other way that anybody can show up. Nobody can be perceived a different way. And there's just such drama and struggle and pain inside of there. And when you get out of that, and that's choicefulness, it's what we're talking about. When you start to ask yourself, what do I want? How do I want to feel? You know, really starting to become more focal pointed, a healthy selfish, because we have to be selfish. We have to come from a self point. If we're not coming from ourselves, who are we coming from? So, you know, we even get programmed, you know, as young kids, as little girls, well, don't be so selfish, right? Well, then who am I supposed to be?
Yeah. Well, you have wonderfully gifted us with a free gift. Would you like to tell the audience about that?
Oh, I would love to. Yes. Thank you for allowing me to do this. So I am going to give everybody a free copy of Quantum Success when it comes out in September. I just ask that you pick up the shipping cost, but you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com so that you can work with the universal laws. You can learn how to apply them so that you can create whatever it is that you want in all aspects of your life, but especially this one is geared towards career and money. And, you know, so you deliberately create what you do want in your life and less of what you don't. So, like I said, I'll pick up the book for you. It's a $24 book. All I ask is you pay for the shipping, and you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com. And with that, there's going to be a free, a fast start action guide that will get you really focused on finding out what it is that you want in the area of your career and the success in your career, so that you can at least start get going on that right now. And then, you know, have to wait until September when the book comes out.
Okay. And folks, you know, this is an excellent gift that she is giving. She's giving you the information to empower yourself to take the next steps in your life. It's not about, you know, her telling you what to do and you going to do it, saying, well, this really doesn't feel like me. She's allowing you to open your mind, open your, I don't know, vision to the world, and go out there and be you. And such a wonderful gift. Now, Christy, when we go to your website, ChristyWhitman.com, what will we find there?
Well, you'll find lots of stuff. I have a new show that comes out every Monday, and I talk about different stories and aspects and, you know, different strategies and working with the universal laws. I have lots of different courses, lots of different articles, so lots of things to help you with videos and to really start understanding not just the law of attraction but all the universal laws and how to start healing. And there's meditations. You can actually sign up for the newsletter, which gives you 7 days of you and your life or unlimited meditation, so that you start moving the energy, removing the blocks, removing those negative programming that sits there as blocked energy, removing that, releasing it, so that you can start feeling more in your joy body instead of your pain body.
Yeah, and we do have both, but we do have a choice of which one we'd rather spend more time in. And folks, when I was looking at her website, you know, she's got a calendar up there. She's pretty open to contacting her. Now, you're still taking clients? Are you still working with folks?
I do. I'm full right now, but I am. I do work with a group. But my highest level is I work with a group called the Sacred Circle of Light, and they're an amazing group of people that every Monday we get on a call, and they show up, I show up, and I say, okay, what's coming up for you this week? And, you know, we work on whatever energy is there, and it's just amazing. And I help take them through the healing process and, you know, help them remove and release energy and bring in the essence of what they do want. And I do that also in healing. I have different healing programs and meetings all around the country. Like in November, or what is it, September will be in New York and Philadelphia and Boston. And so it's live or live stream where you can actually, you know, take advantage of a healing session. And it's pretty amazing. So
yes, it is. And what I truly appreciate about interviewing you and reading the book is that you're a truly real person. I mean, of course, you're living and breathing and all of that good stuff, okay? But you walk your talk, you're heartfelt, you're heart-centered, and I appreciate that. It's not that you wrote a book or had someone ghostwrite a book for you, then, you know, you're just putting something out there. It truly comes from the heart. So to my audience, if you are really looking for some information that will help you change your life, this book, Quantum Success, 7 Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money is the book. The lady's name is Christy Whitman. Go get it. It is going to, you know, change your life immensely, okay? You know, pre-order it now so that you can have it in September, or you can take advantage of her, you know, giveaway, which is really great. Christy, we're almost up with our time. What words of wisdom would you like to share with the audience tonight?
Just know that whatever circumstance, whatever situation, whatever event has your attention, has your worry, it's really where you need to place your love and your trust.
and shift your energy around, because it can easily shift and it's not permanent and you do have the power. And, you know, it's really amazing to go from being a victim to circumstances to literally becoming a deliberate creator and really deciding and designing your life the way you want it. If I can do it and thousands of other people can do it, so can you. It's not for just one person. It's for everybody. It's universal.
Okay, very well said. Well, Christine, the audience, thank you so much for being with me tonight as we collectively get over it and claim our quantum success. The divine in me honors the divine in you. And folks, when you're ready for a better life and a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultation, 30 minutes longer, or offer it at a 10% discount if you mention the radio show. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.